John Deroge Dutta wrote this story after taking the VOA Learning English online course, Writing Science in Plain English, at the American Resource Center in the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, Kenya. His story is the first place winner of the contest sponsored by the U.S. Embassy and VOA Learning English.
The green, hilly landscape of Mount Elgon District in rural Kenya is appealing and inviting. The rhythm of life flows through the landscape. Villages of mudgrass-thatched houses tell of severe poverty that the inhabitants live in. Villagers are only just beginning to recover from extended fights over land. Access to basic health care and educational facilities is poor. Mothers in these struggling families have tough decisions to make. Should they go tend their gardens or take infants to receive potentially life-saving vaccines at a distant clinic? What ensues is a life or death choice that, either way, impacts negatively on an entire household's livelihood. Life-saving vaccines continue to be produced, but do not reach a majority of those who really need them. Benson Wamalwa and his team of scientists from the University of Nairobi were determined to change the state of affairs. He applied for a seed grant from Grand Challenge Canada in 2012. The donors had no idea of the pleasant surprise to come. Wamalwa's research team developed quick-response coded vaccination cards that award loyalty points to families that take their children and pregnant mothers to be immunized. Earned points can be redeemed for reduced prices on agricultural farm supplies like seeds and fertilizer and other household supplies. This would persuade mothers, faced with tough choices on a daily basis, to visit health clinics for their children and themselves to be immunized. Thanks to the cards, children are vaccinated and protected against preventable illnesses for the rest of their lives, and households enjoy better harvests, safeguarding their nutrition and livelihoods, explains Wamalwa.
The project raised the use of vaccines from 55% in 2014 to 96% in the first half of 2016. The percentage of pregnant women going to clinics before their baby's birth rose from 25% to 90%. Children delivered at home and brought to a health facility for their first immunization increased from 20% at the beginning of the project to 90% by April 2014. These were tremendous strides towards saving lives in Mount Elgon. In addition, there was a great increase in crop harvests. Smallholder farmers were able to access hybrid seeds and fertilizers, which increased land productivity. For example, a 70% rise in the harvest of beans was recorded. This further motivated other social entrepreneurs to start a village grain bank to maintain and strengthen the agricultural supply chain. This has promoted local food security and nutrition. To date, over 900 mothers have benefited from the Village Grain Bank, adds Dr. Wamalwa.
Another social innovation which came up as a result of the immunization incentives was the Vaccine Link. This program tries to solve the problem of the shortage of vaccines by connecting mothers with their nearest fully stocked clinic. Dr. Womalwa's team was recently honored with a Healthcare Innovation Award from the GSK Save the Children Partnership, as well as funding from the Saving Lives at Birth Group, supported by USAID. There have been many promising and important global health innovations, but those which are really influencing and working within the system tend to address human behavior and motivation, says Brennan Mandel from JAPIGO, an affiliate of Johns Hopkins University. Scientists the world over are challenged to have a human behavior aspect in their innovations. This will allow their good innovations to reach people who need them the most. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Jill Robbins.